Hello, Mr. Fly. We're glad to see you here in Tajikistan. And we heard that your visit could be cancelled. Why?
So I am new to RFERL. I chose Dushanbe as my first bureau to visit, given how successful Radio Ozodi and our current time work is here. And we were in communication with the Tajik authorities for several weeks. We were uncertain until the last minute whether I would be able to visit, but I'm glad I was able to get my visa and to meet with government officials.
Is it true that representatives of the Tajik government didn't want to meet you, to meet with you?
I think it's unclear. You know, we were uncertain until the last minute here, shortly before my departure, whether I would have a meeting. I was glad that the Tajik foreign minister was willing to sit down and discuss his government's approach to Radio Ozodi and our work here in Dushanbe. I wanted to raise some important concerns that I have as president of RFERL about the treatment of our journalists, about the need for all of our journalists to be accredited, for them to be able to do their jobs, to cover all the important issues that Radio Ozodi and Current Time cover on a daily basis. And I was very happy that they allowed me to participate in that exchange of views with the foreign minister.
Did you tell them about this? And what did you talk about? Maybe something else you talked about with the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Tajikistan?
I made very clear to the minister, in every country in which Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty operates, every place that we have a bureau, we don't compromise on editorial standards. We maintain our objectivity. We highlight a diverse set of political views across all of our platforms. I invited the foreign minister to engage in interviews like this with Current Time or with Ozodi. I think it's healthy that government officials use our services to get their viewpoints across, and we'll highlight the views of them, just as we will with those in Tajik society who disagree with the government over a variety of issues. And so I believe that RFERL is equal opportunity in that sense. You know, I passed those views on to the foreign minister, and I hope that he and his governmental colleagues are willing to engage us and our bureau more constructively in the future.
What do you think about the freedom of mass media in Tajikistan?
I think it's troubling from what I've seen. I mean, in some respects, I think Tajikistan should be proud that they allow Ozodi and Current Time to operate here and have a bureau in Dushanbe. That is not the case in every country. There are several countries like Azerbaijan, for instance. There are several countries like Azerbaijan, Uzbekistan, where Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty is not able to freely operate. We're not able to have a bureau. And I think that's something that the Tajik government should be proud of and should want to maintain in the future. The key for that, though, is that our people should not be harassed. They should be given the appropriate accreditation when we request it, and they should be allowed to do their jobs. And so that's the conversation that we're having right now with the Tajik government. And I think it would be a real concerning sign about the state of press freedom in this country if we were, at the end of the day, unable to do our jobs here in Dushanbe, and our people were not able to function as a bureau. And I think that's something that hopefully the Tajik government will also realize as well.
They use accreditation to control the bureau today, no?
Yeah, that's the concerning thing about the way that they're dealing with our bureau right now. I've also heard concerns about certain websites being blocked, I think, which ours occasionally, my understanding is, as well as other news organizations. And so I think that, you know, through all of these different tools of pressure, they ultimately are undermining press freedom. And I think it's important that they send this signal that they're not going to continue to use accreditation as a tool of pressure against free and independent journalists.
Do you think what something will change with the freedom of mass media? It will be better or worse here in Tajikistan? Do we have some perspectives here?
I'm hopeful. I know we're entering here in Tajikistan a sensitive time with the parliamentary and possibly presidential elections next year. So I think it's important in this political season that the country is entering into that the mass media are allowed to freely operate as much as possible, to do their jobs, to provide a broad range of perspectives to the Tajik people. I would say the statistics that we've seen on our social media platforms and the other ways that people engage with Radio OZD in current time show us that the Tajik people are interested in that free exchange of information, and I hope the government realizes that ultimately it's in their interest when they have an engaged citizenry who have a wide variety of perspectives that they're presented with.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.